So that's the end of my comment. That's okay. Great.
All right. I think that it's I was in favor of having the affiliate program have a completely separate budget. You'll see a line item in the budget about $118,000 for, not by my computer at this second, $118,000 or so for the affiliate share of Democracy Now!, which I think is overtaxing the affiliate network, the affiliate program, because that is 1/6 of the cost of Democracy Now! To the network. So for the affiliate budget to have the burden of almost half, about half of its gross income be used for a 1/6 share of the Democracy Now! Expenses, I think is overtaxing the affiliate network. It was too complicated. The national office worked out this budget. It would have meant an adjustment in all the stations' budgets to increase their share of the Democracy Now! Costs. So that was so complicated, and I didn't recognize this. But it's just really the affiliate gross income is about $240,000 a year. To have half of their income used for 1/6 of the expenses of Democracy Now!, I think is not fair.
Grace, this is Jamie. Can you tell me where it's, because on the affiliate's budget, it says Democracy Now! And satellite fees, but there's no number there. There was a number in a previous version, but it was taken out.
Well, you know, the previous version, I think, believe, said $118,000.
Right, but I think they took it out for kind of the very reason that it's difficult to know how to assign these costs to the affiliate's program. So they just, you know, they aren't.
Okay, I'm going to have to get this up then. All right. Nonetheless, we had in, I believe, $5,000 for a website and $5,000 for AudioPort. If we want to expand the affiliate network, we do need to upgrade the AudioPort. There's work that needs to be done with the AudioPort to make it more functional for the affiliates. As IFEA explained in an earlier meeting of the Affiliate Task Force and other meetings, that the AudioPort does not have the capability of automatic upload. So you have smaller community stations, even large stations, that in the middle of the night they can't upload an AudioPort show because there's no automation module in the AudioPort. And this would be of extreme value to our affiliate network and even to our five sister stations. So I think that the AudioPort upgrade should be a high priority. That's what IFEA has been inputting to us. And Ursula also feels it's a priority. I don't know why it was taken out. It was in an earlier version of a budget put together by me, Ursula, and Lavorne looked into it. And I think that this is not a wise decision to, again, put off the AudioPort upgrade. So I agree with IFEA. If we need to delete the web...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay, well, are you finished there, Grace?
Okay, I'm finished.
Okay, next person is Susan.
Yeah, would it be possible to have to hear from LaVarne and or Arlene about this? LaVarne?
That's a good question. You know, just as before they come on, you know, as National Finance Chair, we didn't, you know, feel competent to speak.
Yeah, I was going to look at my notes. Because I thought we did have that in there, the 5,000, the 6,500 that's in the month of February for the national office, 5,000 of that, of those dollars are for the affiliates, and I believed that was in there for AudioPort. Let me just check. I was looking for my notes, but that's what I thought it was for. The 5,000, the 6,500, 5,000 is for the affiliates, and it's for, I thought it was for AudioPort, but I'll confirm.
Okay, thank you, LeVar.
I was going to look at my notes. But...
Bonnie to Stack.
Okay, Bonnie.
And Jim to the Stack.
Now that we're looking at this affiliates budget, I'm pretty confused since we have no figure under the expense for Democracy Now! And satellite fees.
If I can explain that, Bonnie, what the affiliates brings in is supposed to bring in $237,000 in income, and they're going to spend all the money here, which adds up to $95,000, and everything else, $142,000, you know, it goes to national office expenses. So it's not like they don't pay, you know, the money goes to national office. The question became, how exactly do you assign indirect costs to the affiliate budgets in a way that made sense? And we certainly couldn't figure it out, but, you know, there is money assigned from an affiliate program that goes to national costs.
But if you're going to have a budget for affiliates and they're going to pay $100,000+ toward Democracy Now!, doesn't that need to show up as an expense?
This isn't a complete budget. It's basically their expenses, their direct costs, and their income. And then it shows what's left over after you subtract their direct costs from their income. That's what this document does.
Okay, so...
Majesty, brief.
We're out of time on this. Move to extend for another 10 minutes.
Second.
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay.
Okay, I have a point
ahead
of information.
Yeah, we have.
Where is the consolidated budget with the national office budget? Where is the breakout of the affiliate expenses and the affiliate? I can't find it.
They're bundled.
Right. Like Gray said, our goal, our desire was that we would have a separate sheet for our affiliates. It's not in this budget, so what happened is there's a spreadsheet that has the affiliates budget, and then we those costs, those expenses are folded into the national office budget. But what our goal this year with this new template was to have a separate budget. So when you look at the budget for affiliates, as Grace was talking about, you would need to allocate costs across the affiliates. But the question is, how much would you allocate? So that really involves a discussion that we had not had, and how we actually, in terms of central services, which the stations pay to support the national offices, basically to pay for the major Democracy Now! And the various insurance payments that we have to make, that we will need to have going forward when we put this affiliates budget separate, which is what we want to do when we roll forward, is that we'll have to have those discussions on how do you allocate costs. And at that point, hopefully, we will not have such heavy costs to allocate. But that is a discussion that we need to have. The cost of Democracy Now!, how do we distribute those costs across the kids and across the stations? And that's a discussion we can have when we move forward. So,
but what I'm trying to say is, where is that? Where is the affiliate? That breakout of the affiliate budget?
I have
it's
a
not in here.
No, it's not broken out in this roll up in this consolidated sheet. I can.
Okay, what line item is the web for the affiliates?
22.
Okay, 22.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
It sounds to me like there were two projects. One was a web build out of a website, and the other was enhancing AudioPort, and that one of them got dropped somehow in making this budget. There seems plenty of money, actually. The affiliates are producing, even if you gave one-sixth to Democracy Now!, you'd still have $30,000 left over. Was that done consciously, or was that a mistake? And is it something we... So that's the first question.
Okay, I'd like to respond to that briefly. First, the National Finance didn't make this budget. You know, we rely on managers to provide us with budgets that make sense. second, the implication that the affiliates program is, you know, showing a profit, it's kind of true if you look at it one way, because they have a very small staff, and basically it makes money. But on the other hand, they make money by marketing Pacifica programming, which costs money to produce. And the question is, how do you allocate a cost to that? So to really, it's a funny thing to say that it kind of makes money that it picks up money that's easy to get. So I would ask Lamar to speak to the question of why, or LaVarne or Arlene, to speak to the question of why the audio port was taken out.
There's a huge echo.
There certainly is.
Horrible static and a huge echo with you, Jimmy. What'd you change on your phone?
You're echoing too.
Okay, so it's in the line in the network.
Can everybody who's not talking mute?
Okay.
Well, that worked.
Not quite.
Shall I go forward?
Yes.
I can't tell you where it was taken out because the budget, spreadsheet that I had, I reviewed, it had the $5,000 in there for, I thought it was audio port, it could be the website. So the other amount, I cannot do that. But I tell you can that we can address that. Thank you, Afia, for bringing that up. And we will we can address that issue right away.
No idea what happened. We took out the $5,000.
What is that?
The gremlins are here.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead, Bonnie.
It's just opening up strangely for me, or do we also show that the affiliates should be paying 2/7 of FSRN and there's nothing on that line either?
Well, that is from the motion that was passed, which we sort of had dealt with in closed session with regard to FSRN payments, and that line turned out to be moot. And since it's a closed session item, it's hard to discuss further here.
So that's fine. I get it.
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
It's just been called to my attention that we just have had an upgrade on AudioPort, and there's been a first draft, and then just 2 weeks ago, the automation part of it was put in. I don't know if this is what Afia is talking about.
That is all proposed, and that's what the $5,000 is supposed to cover.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I'm saying that what you're talking about is proposed, and that's what the $5,000 is supposed to cover.
Well, I just got an email from John Almella, who's our national technical director, who says that Sean just did the first draft of the audio port upgrade, and then Otis put in the automation just 2 weeks ago. So I'm sure that there's lots more that needs to be done, but I just wanted to point that out, that I guess that was done without whatever budget item this is.
I don't know that we've paid...
Okay, yeah, I might have made that part up. We might owe for it. I don't know.
Okay, so we have here a small item that we can vote whether to add $5,000 in for the audio port upgrade if people are interested. I mean, it sounds like that's what needs to happen. I don't know.
Or we can just substitute the $5,000, and that means that the budget doesn't have to be changed, since that is what was previously voted, and it is what the affiliates have been repeatedly, and even the surveys of the affiliates program has established that that's what we want, and that's
what
the need.
Well, why don't we have a motion to add $5,000 in expenses for audio port upgrades?
Can I just say something briefly?
Yes.
This is LaVarne. With any budget, we usually manage to take care of things that are really, really needed. And it seems like we've already started with some of this improvement that in terms of adding the automation. That's, I understand, has been added. So we can make sure that in our notes and presentation next week that is a project that we must be in the budget, that must be done, and that the cost to cover that right now, it appears that we're just covering that within the budget. But or we can add some amount. Either way, we can do. But I think that what we can say is that this is a project that was critical, that it's already been worked on, automation has already been added, and that this is a project that will be done, and it's actually is in the process of being done. And we'll just ask for an update on this from John Amello at the meeting as part of our presentation on the budget that he will present on and tell us if there's additional cost.
It's important that the record reflect that
okay, Afia,
automation has not been completed. That at best, there's been preliminary work that is to be tested.
Folks, this is getting beyond the. I'm sorry to cut you off, Fia, but I didn't call on you. And this discussion is kind of getting beyond the pale of a budget approval. So we could vote on the motion to add $5,000 for it, or we could not. It's up to you.
I would so move.
Yes, Grace.
I would so move.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion. It's been moved and seconded to add $5,000 to this budget for the
support
upgrade. Okay, so we can...
Point of information?
Yes.
Because it was already in there and it mysteriously dropped off?
The motion, Wendy, is to add $5,000 to the national budget under affiliates.
I want to know if this is new.
It is not new, certainly not in the discussion stage.
Is the answer that it fell off by accident?
That's one answer. You know, I don't know what to tell you. But that's the motion. The motion is to add $5,000 for audio port upgrade.
Point of order.
Yes?
Point of order.
Yes, Afia?
I initially made a motion that line 22 would be audio port as opposed to website, and it was seconded.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. So that second motion was ill taken. The motion is to spend $5,000 on line 22 for audio port, not for website build out.
Okay. Point of information.
Yes.
I never did get the answer. It may have been made, but I couldn't figure it out. Is there another project which is building out the website that would be eliminated by doing this?
We need an answer from somebody who knows the ability.
Like LaVarne?
I know the history of this.
Grace, can you go ahead?
Okay. The first thing is, IFEA is looking at the affiliate budget, which was pulled out of the national office budget. It's not what you're looking at in the national office budget. Line 22 is on in a budget that I can't find anywhere in the consolidated email that LaVarne just sent around.
Did it go through the finance committee?
It did. It's in Jamie's email.
It went through the finance committee.
Okay, so it is line 22 then.
Yes.
Okay, very good. So there were originally two line items, one for a website. That is a project that Ursula wants to do that would be a portal that would have a lot of things on it, including, a way for the affiliates to generate money with some sort of possibly advertising, and for the affiliates to have a big internet website that does a lot of different things. She calls it a portal. So that $5,000 was for money toward a portal, and then the other $5,000 was for the audio port upgrade.
So
that
are
was originally what was in an earlier incarnation.
So you're saying that there were two projects.
Exactly.
And a fiat motion would substitute one for the other.
Exactly.
Okay. So if you want, you can make a substitute motion, Grace, if you want to.
Hi, this is Jim. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I move that we add $5,000 for the audio port upgrade.
So that's a substitute for Afia's motion?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second for that motion?
Second, George.
Okay, can we go to some votes on these motions?
So the if first we have to, we're out of time.
Yeah, so the first motion is to substitute adding $5,000 to the affiliate's budget for audio port rather than substituting audio port for website build out. So if you vote yes to the substitute, you're going to get both website and audio port. If you vote yes, okay. So that's the motion before us now. Jim, substitute motion. So Richard, can you call the roll?
Are there any objections?
Are there any
yes.
objections?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to abstain.
Okay. Okay, so Richard, we do have some objections. We should probably call the roll.
Okay, this is for Jim's motion to add $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Young.
No.
Wendy Sorrell.
I'm confused. I'm just going to abstain.
Andrew Rollin. George Ryder.
Yes.
Rico Ross. Leslie Radford.
God, no.
God, no. I don't have that category. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala. Joe. Andrea Turner.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
Nope.
Sherry Gindelman.
No.
Joe Wanzala. Afia Wangaza. Afia.
Okay, let me understand. So if we vote no, then we go back to my original motion, and that audio port is put in.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
Okay, no.
David Beaton. Billy Ray Edwards.
I'm lost too, so I must abstain.
Okay. Zed King.
I do not pass.
I have long. AC Bird. AC. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
I can't vote if you ask. Yes, Grace.
Oh, okay. You're right. Kathy Davis. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Nia Bediako.
No.
Okay, who did I miss? Okay, that's four yes.
I did pass.
Who passed? Lucette, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll abstain.
Okay. Sorry to pass you up there.
It's all right.
Four to seven to three. No, it's four to eight to three.
So that motion fails. All right. Thank you, Richard. So then the next vote is going to be on AFIA's motion to change the expenditure in line 22 of the affiliates budget, which is now listed as website build out of website, to change it to AudioPort. That's a $5,000 expenditure. Okay, so Richard, can you call the roll on that motion?
Okay. Nico Ross, Leslie Radford. Problem?
Yes.
Leslie Pass?
No, I said yes.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Joe Manzala? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Sherry Gittleman?
Abstain.
Fia Wangaza?
Yes.
David Beaton? Billy Ray Edwards?
Yes.
Lizette King?
Yes.
AC Bird? AC? Jim Brown?
Abstain.
Kathy Davis, Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Abstain.
Wendy Terrell?
Yes.
Sandra Rollin, George Ryder?
No.
I'd like to, I'm sorry, Secretary. I'd like to change my vote. Sorry, that's Susan. I'd like to change my vote to no.
No.
Mr. Secretary, this is Sherry. I want to change my vote to no.
This is Jim Brown. I want to change my vote to no also.
Popular thing to do then.
Jump off the ship.
And Bonnie Simmons passed.
I'll vote no.
As well, it's all the rage.
I changed my vote to no.
Who is that?
Andrea.
Oh, my God.
Dude, there's goats.
There's a bunch of yeses still.
Yeah, there's 9 yeses and 6 noes and 1 abstain.
Okay, so that passes. All right, thank you very much, Richard. Now, getting back to the original motion, which was...
This is Jim. Point of information. Does this mean... May I?
Yes, go ahead.
Does this mean we do not now have any upgrade for website?
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, the budget can be modified, but that's what's there now. Okay, so the motion before us is to approve the FY10 National Office budget with the modification that has just been made by the motion by AFIA, reserving two issues regarding closed session items. Let me say that one more time. To approve the FY10 National Office budget with the change just made, reserving two items regarding closed session items. Two issues regarding closed session items. I'm losing my mind. Anyway, that's the motion. So is there any objection to this motion?
Jamie, this is Sherry. I'm going to abstain.
Okay. We have one abstention. That's not actually an objection. So is there any objection to the motion? Okay, so we can say this motion passes without objection. So we're all done. So thank
George,
you very much. Yes, George?
Thank you. Jamie, I just want to say how much I appreciate the job that you've done. You've explained things clearly. The information's been there. You presented it really great, really well, and you put a huge amount of work into the NFC. And thank you.
Well,
bravo!
Thank you, George.
Yes,
second
thank
that.
You. Thank
I,
you.
Good,
appreciate
James.
It.
Gonna miss you.
Well, I'm gonna miss you all too.
Jamie, tiny bit.
Yes.
We'll be partying in the streets.
Jamie, you coming to Washington at the weekend?
No, I'm.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah, he is.
You can come, but we're not paying.
I'll take the bus then. Not the train.
That's what Soteria Jorna did when she came up to BAI to help us. She took the bus.
No, well, I just want to say, you know, I think it's very important for boards to have a good understanding of the finances of the organization. And Pacifica's finances are tricky because we have five different units, or six, well, seven, and most of us only really intimately know the station that we are at. So it's very important to have the basics forward in a way the board can understand it and can make sound decisions. So that's what my motivation was. So thank you.
Grace, I move we adjourn to executive session.
Second. Okay, is there any objection to adjourn? And we don't need to have another meeting before the in-person meeting, do we? There's nothing pressing.
Is this the last?
This would be the last open meeting of this PNB.
Thank you, Grace. Kiss, kiss. I love you all.
Okay.
I really do.
Bye-bye. Thank you all, outgoing PNB members, for all your hard work, every one of you. And it's appreciated by the listeners and the staff and all of us, I'm sure.
I want to say a big thank you, too.
Thank you for carrying on for us. Bye,
y'all. Hearing no objection, we will be adjourned. No objection to adjourning the meeting. Is that correct? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
The closed session?
Yeah, we're going to meet in closed session in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.